You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you. Getting things underway on this new hour of Neon Jazz is British jazz tenor saxophonist Danny Moss with the song Three Little Words, off a compilation of quality British jazz cats. And that will be a theme reverberating around this episode of the show. Danny was well known for playing with the Titans in British jazz, with cats like Vic Lewis, Ted Heath, and the great Johnny Dankworth. Danny is the son of a toolmaker and got interested in jazz at 13 when he saw a jazz band appear briefly in a Bowery Boys film. He was so inspired by the clarinet playing that he swapped his most valued possession at the time, ice skates, for a second-hand instrument of his own. He is self-taught on both the clarinet and the tenor sax. Jazz was all around his love. He married jazz singer Jeannie Lamb. The two ended up moving to Perth, Australia back in 1989, and his demand soared there. After 81 years of life, he left us in 2008, but, as they say, the music will never go away. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Blue Room, and so much of that love down there on 18 and Vine still smiling, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best jazz round with music from cats like Bobby Watson, Al Hurt, Lester Young, and many more. Our next number comes from the crazy talented The Modern Jazz Quartet, here with their 1973 song, Blues in H, off a nice little album called Blues on Bach.
Thank you. Hammond B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was British composer, pianist, and radio and television presenter Steve Race with the cool tune Eau Dispode off a 2010 compilation album called Retrospection Volume 3, The Jazz Files. The son of a Lincolnshire lawyer, he was destined for the music notes by learning piano at the age of 5. In school, he formed his first jazz band that included a young Neville Marriner, who became a major figure in the world of classic music. After World War II, he began a long and memorable career with the BBC. With his wit, music talent, and vast musical knowledge, it made him a very sought-after host. From the 50s to the 80s, he presented many radio and television shows, and as a composer, he produced a number of pieces in the classic, jazz, and popular idioms. He was a prolific British cat. Here's a bit of Kansas City royalty next on Neon Jazz, alto saxophonist and the director of jazz studies right here in KC at UMKC, Mr. Bobby Watson, with the 1993 song Free Yourself off the Tailor Made album.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
For all we know, we may never meet again. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say goodnight until the last minute. I'll hold out my hand, and my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and go like a ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come, for all we know.
That was jazz singer Beverly Kenny with the 1958 song For All We Know off her Born to Be Blue album. It's a little bit of foreshadowing. Very early on, the Harrison, New Jersey native worked for Western Union as a telephone birthday singer. From there, she went on to the bright lights of New York City. In the city, she worked in clubs with George Shearing, Don Elliott, and Kai Winding. Beverly was a star, but she never got critical acclaim. Some say it was because of the rock and roll movement, which she hated. She even composed a song called I Hate Rock and Roll and performed it on a 1958 taping of The Steve Allen Show. Sadly, 2 years later in 1960, Kenny committed suicide by an overdose of alcohol and secondhand at the age of 28. Today, she is a cult figure in Japan, where all of her albums have been reissued on CD and have remained in print on a relatively steady basis. And she's not doing so bad here in the States. Coming at you next on this hour of Neon Jazz is the great Sergio Mendes with a 1960 tune, Tema Sem Palavras.
Thank you. How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was British film composer and conductor Malcolm Lockyer with the dandy of a song title called Bullfiddling. An early interest in dance led to a profound interest in music. At the age of 19, he became a musician in the Royal Air Force and went on to compose music for the 1965 film Doctor Who and the Daleks, and arranging and conducting the Bing Crosby Holiday album in Europe circa 1961, and he conducted frequently throughout his career. Here's another son of New Orleans on the horn and the keys. This is the talented Nicholas Payton with the 1964 song In the Beginning here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.
From one son of New Orleans to another, that was trumpeter and bandleader Al Hurt So Good with the 1963 song Malibu off a tasty-sounding album called Honey and the Horn. His real claim to fame in jazz was this album and coming up with the theme song to the Green Hornet. As if the last name Hurt didn't bring on some nickname options, he was referred to as Jumbo and the Round Mound of Sound. His influences felt greatly in the jazz world. In the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam, his name was dropped there in the film and his popularity surged a bit. 10 years after his death in 2009, he was inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. He left behind a biological empire, 8 children, 10 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. Chances are you're going to hear the Hurt later on in life, if you aren't now. This next number comes from another talented British cat as we kind of profile that genre on this show. Here's Howard Shaw with the song Boppin' at the Lido. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz with Joe Dino.
We'll be right back.
That was the talented John Handy with the song Dancy Dancy. Known for his work on the alto sax, he also played tenor and baritone, saxello, clarinet, oboe, and he's a pretty good singer. He got his jazz meal ticket working with Charlie Mingus in the 50s and went on to have a nice jazz life. He got his jazz meal ticket working with Charlie Mingus in the 1950s and went on to have a nice life in jazz. He has also taught music history and performance at San Francisco State University, Stanford, University of California, Berkeley, the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and other schools. I like these cats that teach, and he was a good one. As we begin winding down this hour of jazz, here's a nice team up. The Prez and the Majahara of the keyboard, otherwise known as Lester Young and Oscar Peterson, with the 1952 song Ad Lib Blues. I'd say so. Thank you. was a nice one. Again, that was Lester and Oscar with the song Ad Lib Blues with their trio back in 1952. Let's write out this episode of Neon Jazz on the reverb of the vibes. Here's one of the best ever with a pair of mallets in hand. This is the grand man known as Bobby Hutcherson with the 1975 song Montara. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a bad name on his wallet, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello!
Talk to us about our show, send us a suggestion or two, and let us know what you think about bull fiddling. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. That was British.
Rolling.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
All right. Take two.
Take two. Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, we're done. See
you later. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Neon Jazz.